The views and opinions expressed by KL and OJ do not necessarily reflect those of We Are More Than the podcast. This particular episode may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Previously on We Are More Than the podcast.
Naked and Afraid. Bar Rescue.
Oh my God.
Gold Rush. And Be Happy. Be happy, bro.
Dog. We...
But I'm going to tell you something Noah said to me the other day. Noah said this when I knew things was changing. Noah said, "Daddy, you seem happier than you ever seen." He just said this shit out the blue. You know what I'm saying? Because he's seen me in toxic situations.
Right.
Where I'm stressed, where I'm trying to hide it from him, but he can clearly damn see something wrong.
I mean, kids got that no in them.
Yeah. So, but now it's like, man, I ain't got nobody stressing me. And I ain't going to have you stressing me like the girl I was just talking to. She's still kind of in the picture, but what she about to understand is don't, I ain't rushing for you. Ain't gonna do it.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of women nowadays say they want a successful man until you deal with a successful man.
I bet you, you don't want none. Look out. You know you're messing with the wrong ones.
Now watch out.
You keep talking, I'ma give you some. Just keep running and running and running.
And realize that. So, again. I watch a lot of athletes and listen to their stories. Mm-hmm. And Kobe said the coldest shit ever. He said, "Be willing to sacrifice everything, but compromise nothing."
Mm-hmm. Message.
And when it came to his career and his obsession, he was obsessed about it to be the best at it.
Mm-hmm.
It was, "Hey, V, love you, baby. We got kids together, beautiful family. I'll be girl dad when I'm done."
Mm-hmm. Or when I'm here.
Or when I'm here.
Yeah.
And he did that.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon Sharp talks about it.
Yeah, he said he was the worst father.
Chad Johnson talks about
mm-hmm.
it. He says, "Now that I'm out of the league,
mm-hmm.
I'm the best dad. I'm doing this. I'm making up time. I'm doing, you know, whatever it is that I can do."
Mm-hmm.
Because when it comes to dealing with people who are successful, it's something about them that makes them successful.
Mm-hmm. And it's certain sacrifices they got to make.
Right.
Like, she didn't understand why you got to go to L.A. It's my job.
Right.
You couldn't tell them to send somebody else? No. I'm going. She couldn't understand that. Or, like, right now, she'll text me. "You ain't text me in 2.5 hours. Y'all been in a meeting."
For 2.5 hours.
The meeting couldn't have been that important. Okay, well, let me run down who was in the meeting. The VP of HR, the CEO, the VP of finance. You telling me that this is not important?
See, you better than me because I wouldn't have ran down.
But see,
but I get what you're saying.
This is me, though. I'm the type of person to where I'm willing. So everybody always say, "OJ, you won't compromise." Okay, I'm willing to compromise. Yeah. Let me explain why you haven't heard from me for 2.5 hours.
Right, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? You used to niggas who working on the line. They could text you all day, or they at a call center. They could text you all day. Girl, I can't do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? 3-4 times a year, I can't stay home. I'm gone for a week. It is what it is. She don't understand that. I don't want no man who travel. I ain't going every week, but when I am going, I'm going for days at a time.
Right.
She don't understand that. So she killing herself.
So, been there as far as... "Yo, I want you to go to work and come home and worship me."
Yeah, but I ain't doing it.
Yeah.
You know how much shit it is out here? This is what I was saying to somebody else. I was one of my homegirls. I'm like, "Yo, you can't want a man who gonna provide you the world, but then you want him to make you his world. How is that possible in today's society?" Think about that for a second now.
I know
you
exactly
want a
what
man to provide you the world. But you want yourself to be his world. It ain't possible.
Bruh, you know my dad.
Yo, your dad was driving gotta be an hour every day.
60 miles one way.
That's why I said down to and from.
60 miles one
and sacrifice
way.
Bro. Sacrifice.
To make sure that we didn't have anything to worry about.
And y'all didn't, cause boy,
hold up. Don't do that.
You was like king.
Don't.
You know what I'm saying? Like, your older siblings might know a little bit of the struggle, but you...
Bravo!
I mean, come on, man.
You like Candy. I tell Candy all the time, she don't know the struggle.
I hate this guy.
You don't. That's a good thing.
Bro, you know, my siblings call me Joseph.
Yeah, because you don't know the struggle. And you're the chosen child.
That's the reason why they
you
call me Joseph.
You clearly your mama favorite. Hey, mama. You your mama favorite?
Probably.
Come on, bro.
I'll let my parents tell you.
Me who know you best.
Yeah, I'm my mama's favorite.
There you go.
Yeah, but I mean,
like my sister, my mama favorite.
Oh. Aww.
It's okay.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, like, I mean.
Yeah.
If I have another child, Noah will probably be my favorite. Just because he's been with me the longest.
Yeah, yeah.
And he is me.
See.
To the point that it's scary.
Delaney's my favorite daughter. Mm-hmm. Peyton's my favorite child.
Wait a minute.
And I'm on my Deion Sanders. I don't mind ranking my kids.
Yeah, because it changes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Noah can't move right now because it's only him.
Yeah. Peyton's been number one for a long time. If you look at my 401k, bro, Delaney and Mariana are splitting. Peyton's got the higher percentage.
Damn.
You might want to take that out.
Nah, I ain't taking that out.
I'm sorry. Kick your ass.
No, she know.
Oh, she know?
I'm she sorry. Knows.
You put me on there? Give me 10%.
This is what we'll do. We'll put each other on each other's 401.
Yeah, because right now it's going to my mama and Noah.
Yeah, so I'll get 10, you'll get 10.
I'm going to tell you something else, man. I set up a trust. That's how I know I'm getting older, bro, for Noah.
Okay.
Because all my stuff, man, he too young right now.
Right.
So all my stuff, half of it go to my mama, the other half go to the trust, the way he can't touch it till he's 25.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The other half, mama, if you hear, just get it to him when he need it, whatever.
Right.
Getting old,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so you really been thinking about this morality thing.
Real bruh. Shit, boy.
Yeah.
I be in his house.
I dig it.
The house clean.
Yeah, it's look, immaculate in here.
And I ain't did shit before you got here. I was upstairs laying across the bed. Because I had just TV. Put some clothes in the damn dryer. This is how I also knew I got old. I bought a new 75-inch TV.
Wait a minute. That bitch might be two weeks old.
That bitch got a line through it already.
You been watching it that much?
No, just somebody was like, it just, a line just came through it. And everybody like, man, take it back. I'm like, man, I'm good, man. I mean, it's just a line.
Oh, so you don't even give a
it don't stop me from watching what I'm watching. Just that let me know I'm just getting older where I just want peace.
Right.
I don't want to go through the hassle of calling.
Man, it sound like you lazy.
Bravo.
I get what you're saying.
Ain't lazy. The reason why I know it ain't lazy because I get up earlier than I've ever gotten up.
Me too.
I work out once to twice a day.
Okay.
Every day. Because I go work out on my lunch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I walk more than I ever do. I'm trying to open up businesses. I know it ain't laziness. It's just, it's peace, bro.
I got you.
And it's just, I'm also at the point now where I understand what old men used to say when they say, if it's going to bring unnecessary hassle, I don't want to deal with it.
You don't want to deal with it.
Got That's you. Me. Because I look at it like this. Do I want to take an hour to take this big ass TV off the damn dresser, put it in a box, find somebody to take it to the store, to argue with them that there's a line through the TV, mm-hmm. to deal with whatever gonna come with that. You give me a new TV, more than likely you're gonna either make me wanna take it now or ship it, to have to take it again out of the box to put it up, or just deal with a line on the TV.
Where'd you get the TV from?
Walmart.
You didn't get a warranty with it, did you?
Nope. So, don't care. I mean,
here's the thing. It still has the factory warranty on it.
Yeah.
You can have them come out.
Yeah, but
I know. I get what you're saying. But I'm just trying to find ways around you having to not do.
It's a line on the side of the TV. I'm straight.
I got you.
I'm straight.
I got you.
I'm straight.
I understand.
You know, I'm just waiting on NCAA 2025 to come out.
Yeah, because they pushed it back another year, right?
Yeah, it come out next year. So I'll be good for real then.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like now, like, I like to drink liquor that costs a lot of money.
Yeah, and not share with his friends.
Yo, I don't see you, Bree.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. You poured you a big-ass glass of tequila just now.
Yeah, because that was the last little bit.
And you didn't even say, hey, you want a corner?
It wasn't no corner to give.
That was selfish.
I'm saying.
I dig it, though.
I'm at that age now, man, where I ain't going to lie to you.
Yeah, you ain't gonna share your alcohol either.
I share it, but what I'm saying is it wasn't enough to share. You know, so why I'm gonna pour you a corner with them, you ain't gonna get no buzz in there.
Maybe I just wanted to taste the liquor.
Nah, we don't do that. What's the purpose of that?
I like the way liquor tastes.
So that's so We'll talk offline.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk offline.
Yeah, but then, nah, that don't make no sense.
So let me ask you this. Since you done got old, has your conspiracy theories grown or you don't even care no more? Not conspiracy theories.
They are conspiracy theories. I still look into some of them, but as I've gotten older, I don't care no more. This is why. Because I also realize there ain't shit I can do about it no way.
Right. I've been telling you that for years.
Yeah, but when you young and dumb, you know what I'm saying? You think if I know, then there's something I can do about it.
Right.
You know, like the Pizzagate was one of them.
Pizzagate?
Hold up. Oh, you don't know nothing about Pizzagate?
What the hell is Pizzagate?
Let's move forward.
No. Let's stop right there. What is Pizzagate?
Look it up. Do your Googles, B. Oh, don't look it up right now. We ain't got time for that.
But, so give me a quick rundown on what Pizzagate is. My God.
We ain't got time for that. But yeah, the point was, I still follow him, but you know, it is what it is.
What's Pizzagate, man?
Like, did you see the new movie they have coming out called The Nephilim?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, you know one of them.
I'm familiar with I believe in the Nephilim.
Yeah, I mean, clearly.
Yeah.
But they put it in your face before they, you know, show it to the world.
Right.
You know, so that's just the next step. They getting us ready.
For Giants.
All that shit about to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But ain't nothing we could do. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, there's going to be another pandemic coming. I'm just a tight, well, what the fuck you going to do? Like, right now, sitting in this house worried about another pandemic going to do what?
Yeah, that's why I keep telling people, your ignorance is bliss. Blissfulness is happiness.
Yeah.
I like being happy.
Yeah.
I like being happy.
I don't even care. You know, you can tell me it still ain't nothing I could do. I'm still going about my day because this is how I look at it. Your rent, mortgage still going to be due.
Right.
Car payment going to be due. Light bill, cell phone. Right now, if you walk outside and there's 100 UFOs in the sky, your car payment people are calling you if you pay 35 days late.
Absolutely.
So what are you going to do about it? Go to work or what? You going to work.
Yeah, because I'm going to just look and be like, ooh, well, they ain't moved.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it is what it is. At first, it's going to definitely be some scary.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But after a while, it's like, okay, and? Yo. Do you believe in God or do you don't? At the end of the day, because then one thing I tell people all the time, Christians, I said, God never said he made us and only us.
He just said he made us in his image.
There you go.
That's it.
There you go.
That's what I tell people all the time.
If you read the Bible, if you read Genesis, when he kicked them out of the Garden of Eden, what did they say to him?
What do you mean?
Okay.
What did they say?
They say, God, if you kick us out, they're going to kill us. Who is they?
Yeah. Okay. And then they went into a city.
So when people say Adam and Eve was the first people, who told you that?
First perfectly made in the garden.
There you go. I said, who told you they were the first people ever created?
Yeah.
Because the Bible don't say that. So that's why when people be like aliens, I'm like, man, I don't believe in aliens. What I believe in are the other species that God created? Absolutely. Because he said he created us in his image.
Right.
He didn't say I created us and only us.
Right.
He said I created y'all in my image.
So that reminds me of the movie Prometheus, when that dude said, well, if God created us in his image, then what was he thinking when he created them?
God made us in his image.
Facts.
Made him.
Facts. Yeah. Think about it. Like, if he created monkeys and all this other stuff, who's to say he didn't create a gray humanoid with big ass eyes?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or the Anunnaki.
Wait a Anunnaki. Minute.
Anunnaki or whatever Anunnaki. They call them. Whatever they call them.
Say it. Sound it out.
who to say he didn't create them?
Right.
I just look at it like that, right, man. Plus, I'm old. I don't even care no more.
So there's a movie called Nephilim coming out.
Yeah. It's about the giants. It's about, they say this 6,000 BC, about name, you know, the aliens supposedly that were here before humans and
Okay.
You know, the big war that took place, that's why the dinosaurs died, was okay. There was a big war, and they used this mass extinction weapon that basically killed everything, and it reset. You know, it is what it is. Yeah. Man. You know.
So, then there's Pizzagate that I got to look up.
Yeah.
Is it similar to any other conspiracy?
Just look it up, bro. Do your Google.
Damn, man. Why can't you just...
Because I don't want to go down to... Man, there's so many conspiracies out here, bro. All right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you watch the movie Who Cloned Tyrone?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Bruh.
Come on, man.
So, all right. So, I'm one to believe. Let's dive into that real quick. I'm one to believe that there are communities like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe there's underground cities right now?
Absolutely.
Today? Okay.
The reason why I've got a... So the first thing that confirmed that suspicion for me, not the first thing, but one of the things that confirmed that suspicion for me was the movie Us.
Mm-hmm.
With that my dog made, not Keegan Key.
Jordan Peele.
Mm-hmm. So when he did that, have you seen Us?
No.
Yeah, because you don't do scary movies.
I don't watch Foolishness no more.
Yeah.
Nigga, what?
So, Us.
Other than the Power Universe, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Power Universe ain't Foolishness. Okay, yeah, so it is Foolishness.
That is the pure definition of Foolishness. Like, what? Well, yeah, go ahead.
So, Us, they were showing that every way that you move around, there's someone below, some doppelganger, doing the exact same things in life that you're doing, just in a different situation.
Yeah.
So how we're sitting here talking.
Or a different universe.
Yeah. So how we're sitting here talking. So that was the first thing that confirmed that suspicion of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know.
I got another conspiracy for you, but go ahead.
So then the multiverse, when Marvel started doing it, mm-hmm. I said, okay, cool. So y'all are playing around in my conspiracies.
Mm-hmm. That's the conspiracy I was going on. So the new conspiracy is the life you're living now.
Okay.
Is the life you've already lived in another universe, which is why you have deja vu.
So I like that. My thoughts of deja vu are different.
Mm-hmm.
Your instructions are already sealed.
That's my thought.
Yeah,
my thought is if you look biblically, he said your steps are already
ordered.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
we on the same page. I'm just telling you.
So the instruction that I have, you already sealed.
Yeah.
Inside.
Now let me ask you this.
Okay.
And I'm gonna just throw this out. I don't want you to answer. Just chew on the fat. People at home chew on the fat. If your steps are already ordered, are you predestined to go to heaven or hell? Now let's move forward.
We've had this conversation.
Yeah, let's move forward.
We've had this conversation around water. We've had this conversation mm-hmm. around liquor.
Mm-hmm.
We had this conversation around, well, I don't do CBDs, but you do CBDs.
Yeah, CBD is good for you.
Yeah.
As you get older, you'll get into CBD.
Okay.
Like when your joints and stuff start hurting.
My joints hurt and stuff now.
You need to take CBD, bro. Hey, it don't get you high.
I know you don't smoke weed.
You sound like Smokey.
No, it don't. It really don't. Like, for instance, man, I don't know. It's something wrong with my right Achilles. You know what I'm saying? Every morning I wake up, that motherfucker stiff. And I limp for about the first hour of my day. Just getting older, bro.
You ain't got the gout, do you?
Nah, because it ain't in my toes and shit. It's just my Achilles. I don't know what it is. And it's just my right foot, which is crazy because I broke my left ankle.
Okay.
Which I was, at first I'm like, damn, maybe it's because of that shit. But I'm like, no, that was
Where'd you break your left ankle?
In high school. That's where all them bones.
Oh, bone spurs. Yeah. But we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
We'll.
I just throwing it out. Just,
yeah. You know, I dig it. Yeah.
Put a little thought on your mind.
Yeah, that'll be something for another time. Because of the analogy that I gave you about instructions as well too.
Mm-hmm.
You can open up a box and there are instructions there, but if you never read the damn instructions and try to put it together yourself, you could very well create a table. But you looking like, yo, what was this screw for?
Yeah, but see, I also look at it like every decision I ever made,
uh-huh.
me, supposedly,
right,
ends me right here to where, damn, this is dang deja vu. Nah, because you knew I was going to make that decision. I view free will different than anybody else.
Yeah, and we've
I don't think God wrote like, okay, on October the 10th you're gonna eat KFC and not Burger King. But I do think he wrote on October the 11th you're gonna want Burger King, but I'm gonna send you to Popeyes because Burger King got a shooting going on and you don't need to be there.
I dig that. I dig what you're saying. I look at it this way. Having the no when you're connected, it's a man, I want Burger King. Something ain't right about it. Having that no. Because I think that there are some people who ignore the no and end up in that situation. Their life is spared because it wasn't their time, but they end up in that situation because they ignore the no. K-N-O-W, no. But okay. I think that we're, I think that we're given those, okay, you got a, you don't have a smartwatch.
Yeah, I got one.
So you ever been walking or put your directions in or whatnot? I'm sorry, you got a Lexus. You got the thing in there. For us po folk, I have to use.
Bro, you got a screen in your car. What are we talking about?
Yeah, but my screen don't have navigation.
Go to Chrysler and let them update it. What are we talking about right now? But okay, go ahead.
So when I put my directions in, if I'm getting ready to take a left turn, my watch a buzz left.
Oh, damn. My watch don't do that.
But shut up.
But, what you got, an Apple Watch 35? Yeah,
shut up.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
But as I'm driving and it buzzes left, and I'm like, nah.
What do you mean it buzzes left? What do you the so, left side of your watch?
No. So as I hit right before I get to the intersection, if the directions have already said, hey, you're turning here, my watch will buzz to make sure that I know that this is where I'm turning.
Yeah, that's cold blooded. That's one thing Apple got before Samsung. They ain't got much, but that's it.
However, if I feel like I know a better way, I ignore the buzz.
So you don't like that's to be, what that, so you don't like to be led.
That's not true. See, here we go with this bullshit.
So you don't like to be led. That's all I heard true. Just now. Go ahead, I'm listening to you though.
So I think a lot of times we have a no.
I can see that.
And sometimes we ignore it.
I can see that.
And because we ignore it, that's like if you tell Noah something, hey Noah, do this. Noah knows to do it because you told him to. But he felt like he had a better way to do it.
Yeah, I'm running that now.
He end up in trouble, but he still end up in the same spot that he was supposed to be in.
I can see that.
Yeah, so.
I can see that. So I think we all going to be in a rude awakening when that time comes.
Yeah. There's going to be people standing beside you. He's like, damn.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize that you. Yeah. Well, where your brother? He's going to shake his head. Like, I thought he was going to be the one to make. He was gonna be the one.
Yeah, but it's gonna be ugly out here.
Yeah. Boy, we were talking about something earlier this morning about you and I.
You called me this morning?
Yeah, we were talking about Dr. Umar and
Oh no. Come on, man. Carlos, you won't do that to me. No.
Mm-mm. Boy,
you had some black sisters mad at me about a year ago. I learned my lesson.
Did I really?
Yes.
Behind what?
I don't even remember what we was talking
You're
about.
A liar. And I the don't. Truth ain't in you.
But you had some black sisters mad at me. I said never again. Never again.
So I was sitting around the table with some very intellectual gentlemen. See Jack's son turned 20.
Tito's son 20?
Yeah, man.
I thought that boy was just in high school.
Look, boy,
didn't you just go to a baseball game?
2 years ago. That's crazy.
Sheesh.
That's crazy, right?
How are you doing in college?
He's doing well. He's doing very well. Yeah, he's doing very well.
I didn't know that was 2 years ago. Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Some heavy hitters were around the table. And we were talking about moving black people forward, if you will. You're not having this conversation either. My dog just closed his eyes on me like, nope, not gonna do it. I'm going.
Cause I can almost guarantee my opinion on that gonna be different than theirs.
Oh, I know what your opinion is gonna be on it. Is what it, that it ain't gonna happen?
Okay.
Yeah. I already know. And I guess it's a, for me, it's a matter of being able to start. I think that's our biggest issue.
That ain't our biggest issue.
What's our biggest issue?
Niggas don't want to be led.
Damn.
That our biggest issue.
Well, okay. So you and I agree on that.
Yeah.
You and I agree wholeheartedly on that.
You can try all you want.
Because the way I look at it is, and we've had this analogy before, it's four of us going fishing. Mm-hmm. You got the Brim Buster 3000. I got a net. Somebody got a string with a reel. And somebody else is just catching it with their hands. Before we all get out of the car, the issue comes in where y'all got to do it the way that I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. Instead of just going out there and fishing.
Yeah, because we look at stuff like, if I got the reel, do it my way because I got the reel. I ain't listening to nothing else y'all saying because, hell, you can't catch no fish without me no way.
Right. And everybody feel like they the... I dig it. I get what you're saying. And that's a conversation that we'll table.
I bet you don't want none. Look out. You know you're messing with the wrong ones.
Now watch out.
Keep talking, I'ma give you some. Just keep running and running and running.